Dictation instructions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage. Education in China. Education in China today has been developing rapidly. In many provinces, it is compulsory and free. Most children start school at the age of 6. They attend 5 years of elementary school and 6 years of high school. After graduation from high school, a student can start his higher education in a 2-year college, a 4-year college, a university, or a specialized professional school. Most colleges admit students on the basis of their entrance examination records. The cost of a college education is not very high, and the greater part of it is met by their families, though students can get support from their college. Many students receive scholarships from the school, the government, or private foundations and organizations. Though great progress has been made in China in the field of education, there is still a comparatively large part of the population in the country who cannot read and write. Education in China today has been developing rapidly. Education in China today has been developing rapidly. In many provinces, it is compulsory and free. In many provinces, it is compulsory and free. Most children start school at the age of 6. Most children start school at the age of 6. They attend 5 years of elementary school and 6 years of high school. They attend 5 years of elementary school and 6 years of high school. After graduation from high school, a student can start his higher education After graduation from high school, a student can start his higher education. In a 2-year college, a 4-year college, a university, or a specialized professional school. In a 2-year college, a 4-year college, a university, or a specialized professional school. Most colleges admit students on the basis of their entrance examination records. Most colleges admit students on the basis of their entrance examination records. The cost of a college education is not very high. The cost of a college education is not very high. And the greater part of it is met by their families. Though students can get support from their college, and the greater part of it is met by their families. Though students can get support from their college, many students receive scholarships from the school. Many students receive scholarships from the school. The government or private foundations and organizations. The government or private foundations and organizations. Though great progress has been made in China in the field of education, though great progress has been made in China in the field of education, there is still a comparatively large part of the population there is still a comparatively large part of the population in the country who cannot read and write. In the country who cannot read and write. Education in China today has been developing rapidly. In many provinces, it is compulsory and free. Most children start school at the age of 6. They attend 5 years of elementary school and 6 years of high school. After graduation from high school, a student can start his higher education in a 2-year college, a 4-year college, a university, or a specialized professional school. Most colleges admit students on the basis of their entrance examination records. The cost of a college education is not very high, and the greater part of it is met by their families, though students can get support from their college. Many students receive scholarships from the school, the government, or private foundations and organizations. Though great progress has been made in China in the field of education, there is still a comparatively large part of the population in the country who cannot read and write.